Thank you, Katya. And thank you, Susan. And it was just wonderful, wasn't it? You could hear a pin drop. Yeah, it was just great. So thank you so much for that reading. But it's a great pleasure to be here at this at the library, at the Atwater Library. I've never been here before. And I was interested in the bathroom. I mean, it was really... the doors, you know, they sort of... How do I close them? And anyway, it's such an interesting building. I have to get my watch or I'll go over time. My watch is really interesting. You can come and look at it after. It was given to me, but it was given to me because I kept complimenting the person on her watch, and finally she gave it to me, and it has Sisyphus with his rock, and so Sisyphus is going round and round as he does, as he is wont to do. I'll begin. I'll stop chattering and begin. Counting backwards. Count back from 100, the doctor said, subtracting by 7. 93, I told him. Keep going, he said, checking vitals, not wanting to know about Maplehurst, grade 7. 86, I said, straight rows of desks in the math classroom, Miss Haffagy in her green sari, a Venn diagram flowering from the red dot on her forehead. Keep counting, he said. 79, I told him, rain on the Cobequid Pass, the road a dream of water. 72, slippery, and a steep ditch on one side. 65, good, he said, you can stop there. 58, the guardrail was only about 12 feet long, if that, with a jumble of rocks below, but he'd gone to the next bed, to the man who needed a CAT scan. 51, 44, both of us strapped to boards on the gurneys, heads against blocks, keeping us immobile, while the doctor asked the man his age, and the ceiling slid open to the September evening, sharp taste of stars after rain. 37, a man needing stitches on the back of his head. 30, 23, velvet of nothing spreading into the darkness of every direction, going on and on. 16, 9, 2. I have to admit that I can't do math. It's just impossible for me to do math. And even when I was going over this poem, I was checking, is that right? Is that right? Can it be that? Because the doctor really had asked me to go back, you know, to subtract from 100. And I thought, well, I can't do it at the best of times. I mean, here I am. And you're asking me to do that. So... it's always interesting with a new book to get to know it, and I am getting to know it. In getting to know it, I will make some sort of shuffles, I think, back and forth. But I think what I'll do is I'll read a series of poems that have to do with flood. Flood translated, and then what's the other one? That's the thing. You see, I don't know the titles. Flood, Interior View. And when I was doing these, I was thinking of the work of Betty Goodwin, and that's why I wanted to read them here in Montreal, because it was her home. And usually when you do ekphrasis poetry that takes its inspiration, I guess you could say, from a photograph or a painting or etching, whatever it is, usually you're sort of more tuned into the work. I was very tuned into her work, but I went away from it. And so I was curious about that. I was curious about the stretch, I guess you could say, between her work and what I came up with. And then, to my delight, at the Dal Art Gallery this winter, where I was working, there was a show of her work. So I had never seen her work. I'd never seen it. I'd never seen a show of her work. It had just been, you know, in cyberspace. It's wonderful work, but I haven't seen it. So to actually see some of these works and to see Nest 2, for instance. Well, it was such a great pleasure. Flood. So this is after Bent Passage by Betty Goodwin. A woman pauses above a fold in the land, no longer a stream, the stream that had been there, water moving, trees moving, objects carried past, from above, beads undone. The woman's vertigo as she stands apart, looking down. At night, she thinks of the rush of water around the ankles of the spruce, oaks, sugar maples. Sky and land softened, indistinguishable, rain unceasing. How a flood took what was before, behind, on either side, even the woman who stood apart, looking down. And this is Flood translated, and it's after Open Passage, Closed Passage by Betty Goodwin. A flood can be contained by a basket, a box made of wicker, twine, a lobster crawling into a lobster trap. The flood enters the same way. The woman picks up the flood in the box, realizes she can't put it down. She must carry it wherever she goes, underworld, parking lot. Asked what she's carrying, she'll say it's for someone else. Someone else might look inside and see a landscape, trees, silvery calm, more trees in the distance. A winding road, opening line of a fairy tale, crab claw moon. And this is Flood interior view after Nest 2. Inside the flood is a knife, inside the knife is a nest, inside the nest is a story, and inside the story. It goes on like this, without end, mirror inside mirror. When she's tired, she rests with it in her arms the way a new mother might hold a baby, cautiously. She remembers, opens it, sees the baby, blue eyelids, rise and fall of its breathing, ears pressed against the skull as flowers appear under waxed paper. And this is River. Strike and rattle, early ruin of crackled light, you and your brother, a handful of stones, sunshot through leaves, 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 the hundredfold ancestry, your father and another brother watching. Unhurried talk, what it would take to throw a stone halfway across the Renus, let alone hit Matchett's roof. Sunshot through trees, arms quick the toss, arc and fall, clang. Waiting for time to catch up, one drawl July day fills, seeps away, sipped liquor, amber-colored glass. Your father pulls on hip waders, one brother stands on a rock, hand, line, hook. They cast into crumpled foil, 30 feet, 50, whip and drop, whip and drop. You've never not been by those shallows, blazing, black water further on. A half twist from noon to evening, sinuous winding strip of days coming, gone, ghosted, your dead father walking out of that river, drenched, young, not as he was, as he could have been. So I'm just flipping around, but I would like to read a little poem, a tiny little poem. And isn't it interesting, because I know a lot of you are writers of poetry, but isn't it interesting when you write long, and then you crop it, and you crop it, and you crop it, and then you find something quite small in the end. Or it might work the other way around, of course, But that's an interesting thing to do, is to just take something very long and try to figure out, well, what's really there. So that's the case with this one. And it turned out to be a very small child. Wish without a wishbone, one, two, buckle my. Spark and strike, lantern light, one, two. Three is over the hill and far away. No last one, round one. Spoonful of moon, this little piggy, that little wolf. Dimes and nickels and a penny for your thoughts. One, two, me, you, star in the west, blanket of blue.